proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish literature. The book's called the Apocrypha, a name which means hidden. The books called Apocrypha refer to a collection of pamphlets, some of which were written in the period between the Old and the New Testaments. The author of these volumes wrote in the Greek language, not in Hebrew. The Roman Catholic Church regards these books as canonical, that is to say, a part of the Bible. This decision was made at the 16th century Roman Catholic Council of Trent. Protestant denominations, however, do not do so. Some editions of the Bible, such as the Gutenberg Bible, which was published in 15th century Germany, some editions of the Bible omitted the books of the Apocrypha completely. Martin Luther, in his German translation of the Bible, included the books of the Apocrypha, placing them between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The volumes that comprise the Apocrypha encompass a wide variety of topics. Some of these books deal with intertestamental Jewish history, such as 1 Maccabees and 2 Maccabees. A pamphlet named Ecclesiasticus, also known as the Wisdom of Sirach, the book of Ecclesiasticus contained advice relating to ethical behavior in various social situations. Another historical book, the Book of Tobit, related the account of how God sent an angel to heal a Jew from his blindness and to defeat a Jew, a demon who was afflicting that Jew's family. Several sections of the Apocrypha accompany accounts found in Old Testament books. The prayer of Manasseh related to the Judean king's prayer for forgiveness while in Assyrian captivity. The Epistle of Jeremiah described a letter that prophet purportedly wrote to those Jews enslaved by the Babylonians. A volume called 2 Esdras relates a series of end-time visions, including a vision of the heavenly Jerusalem, which Ezra the scribe purportedly received while in Babylon. Fanciful elements occur in some portions of the Apocrypha. Bela and the Dragon, for example, depicted Daniel as destroying a dragon by feeding it cakes made from hair, pitch, and fat. That same book included an account about God transporting the prophet Habakkuk to Babylon so that Habakkuk could sustain Daniel in a den of lions. The Apocrypha's books also contain brief narratives that read like mystery novels. In the first part of that volume known as Bel as the Dragon, Daniel showed how the priests of Bel, who was a Babylonian idol, how the priests of Bel fraudulently claimed that their deity had the capability of eating and drinking. Another book, Susanna and the Elders, depicted Daniel as refuting a false accusation against an innocent woman by inducing her two accusers into giving contradictory testimonies. One of the reasons that the books of Apocrypha are not regarded as canonical is that some of them promote unbiblical doctrines. For example, a text in the second book of the Maccabees implied that a person could contribute money as a means of delivering a dead person from sin. The author of Ecclesiasticus echoed this sentiment, stating that alms make an atonement for sin. In the book of Tobit, a purported angel of God tells the protagonist that he can drive away a demon by burning the heart, liver, and gall of a fish, an action that is actually replicated by this purported angel in the book of Tobit. The Apocrypha can make for interesting reading, but are not inspired, as Scripture is. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish literature.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.